With a look at Montana news, I'm Steve Jess. The Obama administration says it has concerns about provisions in Montana's new law to expand Medicaid, but it is willing to work with the state to overcome them. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services spokesman Ben Wakana says as the administration considers Montana's proposal, the priority will be to make sure coverage is affordable and accessible. He says another priority will be ensuring the plan does not impose significant premiums on people with very low incomes. Governor Steve Bullock signed the Medicaid expansion bill into law on Wednesday. It would require people who enroll to pay health care premiums and co-pays. Enrollees also would be asked to participate in a workplace assessment survey. Because of those stipulations, the state must seek a waiver from the federal government to put the program in place. Work will soon be underway at the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company facility. Glencore, the firm which owns the site, hired an Oregon-based salvage company to demolish the shuttered plant along the Flathead River. The plant has been proposed for listing by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency on the federal Superfund program's national priorities list. It may be repurposed for redevelopment, though. A former basketball coach at Lone Peak High in Bozeman has pleaded guilty to a sexual assault charge in exchange for a recommended 15-year prison sentence. 22-year-old Kyle Keith Cocott entered the plea Friday. Sentencing is set for June 30th. Cocott was originally charged with two counts of sexual intercourse without consent involving two of his former players. He was the girls' basketball coach during the 2013-14 season. A healthcare consulting firm says about 6% of Montana's rural hospitals are vulnerable to closure. The estimate comes from iVantage Health Analytics, a Maine-based firm that compiles a hospital strength index that's based on data about financial stability, patients, and quality indicators. 50 hospitals in rural America have closed since 2010, and the pace has been accelerating. The closures are forcing many Americans to travel much farther from medical care. Hospitals cite changing demographics, medical practices, and management decisions as reasons for the shutdowns. They've also been affected by federal policies that put more financial pressure on the facilities. A mother duck who built her nest in the courtyard of a Billings middle school got a brief tour of the hallways with her brood as teachers and students guided them to a nearby creek. Each spring, Lewis and Clark Middle School family consumer sciences teacher Tracy Larson has helped guide a mother duck and her ducklings from the courtyard through two hallways, out a side door, and across the street to the creek in Spring Creek Park. The Billings Gazette reports this year's journey took place on Thursday, 2 days after a dozen fuzzy ducklings hatched. The work ends with the ducklings splashing in the creek's rushing waters, then the students and teachers go back to class. Missoula County has announced a $1.3 million settlement for a man who was injured in a 2011 accident involving a Missoula County Sheriff's deputy. County Commissioner Gene Curtis said in a statement Thursday that Missoula County will pay $750,000 from its risk management fund, which is designated specifically for claims against the county, and $550,000 from insurance coverage. The funds will be put into a trust for the victim, Adam Atkins, long-term care. Court documents show Atkins suffered serious permanent injuries to his head and body after the December 2011 crash. The complaint says the detective was driving at a speed above the posted limit when he struck Atkins' vehicle. Rail tank cars used to transport crude oil and many other flammable liquids will have to be built to stronger standards to reduce the risk of a catastrophic train crash and fire under sweeping new safety rules unveiled today by U.S. and Canadian transportation officials. The regulations are a long-awaited response to a series of fiery train crashes in the U.S. and Canada, including four so far this year. That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess.